Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for listening Anna Biz Talk. This morning, myself, Anna Steinfeld, and my co-host, Clinton Smith, will be talking about what stops us from being our best. And it is a very interesting topic. We think a lot about that, and this morning my co-host decided, let's talk about that. Good morning, Clinton. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well on this nice, chilly Monday. I can't believe I said that. Saturday morning, how are you?
Fantastic. And let's talk about what stops us, really. What stops us from being our best?
That is a very, very good and strong topic, I think, because everybody has this four-letter word, fear. They have fear, and they have what's called pain. And those two things stop anybody from being the best that they can. And if we can get past those two things, we can be the greatest, the best. We can have the best days. We can be the greatest people. We can do whatever we want to do in our personal lives, our business lives, be socially relevant. We can do whatever we want to, but it's getting over that fear.
What do you think creates the fear in us? What do you think?
In my experience, it was past history. I'll give you an example. When I was younger, one of the big things that I did not, or and still don't like, is rodents. I'm not a big rodent fan. Mice, rats, anything, and it's because I lived in situations where I had those type of rodents, or I had those type of vermin in my house, and so I really didn't like them because I was raised to believe that they weren't good to be, and they were diseased, and they weren't and I was raised to, for those things not to be good in my house, so I had a natural fear of them. As I got older, the fear subsided. I was okay with them. I mean, they really didn't bother me. I don't mind holding rats and mice now. But when I was younger, because I was raised to have that fear of them, that's made me not like them. So that's what a lot of people do. They have that fear of things that they don't know or they don't understand, and they refuse not to step forward. They refuse not to step forward and face that fear where I do.
Okay, so, I mean, we cannot erase completely our past. So what is your recommendation? I mean, how do you overcome that? Because, I mean, in my opinion, our past made us who we are today. So how do we overcome this fear or this pain? Right now you mentioned that you overcome your fear of rodents, but I mean, when we have more of emotional fears, you cannot touch it or you cannot control it, and that is even larger than some of the physical pain, because the physical pain, you know what it is, but some of the emotional pain, sometimes you don't recognize, and that kind of stops you from going further or having a next step. I mean, what is your recommendation?
My recommendation is take it step by step. Recognize what you're fearful of, number one.
Okay.
Number two is take steps in order to alleviate that fear. Face it, because eventually there's going to be a situation where you're going to have to face that fear, and are you going to run away or are you going to stand there and face it? Those are the two things that we as individuals have to look at ourselves. Are we going to run or are we going to face it? And what I did was I took it in steps. I was like, okay, I'm going to take it one step at a time and face that fear. And then I got to the point eventually where I overcame my fear, and that's the point that we want to get to. So, number one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You face the fear. Okay.
Ask?
No. I want you to break it down. I want you to break it down again for our listeners.
Okay. All right. Okay. Number one is recognize what fear do you have. Number two, face it or run away from it. A lot of people run away from it. I chose to face it. And number three is when you face it, overcome it. Put it in your mind to overcome that fear. Because that's when you can get to the other side.
Yes, yes. Everything is in your mind. Everything is in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and it's pretty much we cannot erase the past, but we can accept it as a history. So what we are afraid of, like you said, what we are afraid of, what's going to happen if if this realizes? So, I mean, so what? And we have to continue past that fear, because if there is, like you said, there's no fear, no pain. So, am
that
I
is
right?
Correct.
Every time
that
we start.
Yes, yes. Yes, that is very correct. And you make a very, very good point about, you know, just facing it. A lot of people, again, I will reiterate, a lot of people don't want to face a lot of things that they are afraid of. And that's how we get over and get through things, is when we do decide that we want to get over our fear and the pain from our past. We can't change our past. It is just a matter of trying to get through that pain and that fear and getting to the other side so we can be the absolute best that we can be.
That's correct. That's correct. And we have to be the best we can every single day of our life. Thank you so much,
Amen
to that. For your thank you so much, Clinton, for your inspirational words this morning. Thank you for our listeners. And please tune up next Saturday morning. If you have any topics you would like us to discuss, don't hesitate to email us at anabiztalk@gmail.com. Thank you. Make it a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Thank you.